This is VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump posed news sanction Iran when, after the Iranian president said he was pulling out of parts of the six nuclear deal, Trump said in an executive order Wednesday there will be new sanctions on Iran metal exports, aluminum, iron, and U.S. sanctioned oil, its number one money maker, have a spent on the economy. Iran's ministry is another major source of the House Representative Judiciary Committee has voted to turn bullying condemned for his not least an unidentified version of Joseph Rollins' report on Russia's presidential election. Wednesday, 2024, 6 vote fell along party lines. Head of the Prince 30 Act privilege of the entire Mueller report and reserve the right to pass. And he chaired Jerry Nadler said, Ben Barr, trying to take power away from Congress.
It's got the will of the American people to do every sign of government. It's an intestine of ours. Just be providing
the ranking of the Congress. We're not sitting in the state.
It's a media attorney taking on the country. It's a right to
also. And by the Daryl Sindel, Teddy, Derek Adam Tibbs, it's a piece of attorney general work on the pro. A useful set of lords, but it's less a massive fact of urge of a defense prime central. Taint and reverse reviews. That's his news. Any nice year, Russia this week. Trade talk as Senate states prepares to have Sanji good in the middle of his. It is published Wednesday from the U.S. Trade Representative that the U.S. blew around 10% $500 working easy on Friday. The end took a day to lose that. The President Sir once signed that in Washington. It was a good meal. The Chinese Minister very carefully remembers the U.S. tax. The four Chinese head and OFO Meng Wanzhou says he will ask Canadian court to stop the case after comments made by President Trump. Meng is a house in the last session today and be arresting on a certain different charges by laying new sanctions on Iran and a bank spider acted a role to observe. Okay, folks, and Benjamin is a reserve book has been was doing.
It was clear that this last month we're conducting and it's apparently the full education.
And my lawyer said Trump's meant to get in her feet and in her knees if it would help you shut her negotiations should the case be liquidated. Down to Canadians in December for alleged side-pay reputation arrest. The Canadians and 15 years of drug charges and the death penalty. About a Christian Muslim in death row false some charges after the resource court Emily. She said it's
down. 6 months acquitted past all court over false blasphemy charges. Asia B's leather country for Canada. We her law. When she released October, the last one to be killed, being staying at an exclusive location high security. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau previously said his who was in talks with Pakistan about helping.
That's a running weather report. The Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said that his rival for power, General Khalifa Haftar, has stayed to go and take Libya by force. Leads rival government in eastern Libya as Libyan National Army moved against al-Sarraj as UN installed government last month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Morning, world. They break up from Africa. James Martin turned Thursday. And some of this is covering Nigeria. We will hear a petition in the election of the Buhari.
Chris
Anne is spokesman for Cameroon's Amazonia separatist using technology to promote local languages in Africa. The stories and more are coming up on Africa. Nigerian Elite Court will hear a petition by the opposition People's Democratic Party, DD, its candidate for Vice President Tiku Abubakar, challenging the reign of President Buhari. The court has set 15 as a date to be hearing the petition. President Buhari won the February 2019 vote by more than 4 million votes, but the PDP says it has technical extra corroborate. It seems the result will tamper with. Kola Olubodi is the national publicity history of the People's Democratic Party of Nigeria.
We believe that one day, the three to turn on Nigeria, and we believe that indeed, and with the conference, and the tribunal, so we still come up. This is that. Not over with another issue, so we are waiting for the tribunal, not going to cost to the solidity.
Does the PD have any action evidence that is going to then quote? It said you have heard that operate your position. So you have a result different from what you must.
I can say that I'm going to take matter after I'm going to externalize which the day after the tribunal after the day we want to say that it's not a law view of his whole business. So we have to honor our evidence with the first thing as well as people with the interest and
years come to power at the party. While many voters said they were elected by trees, many others they cherished to participate in Africa's most mature democracy. Here's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Citizens across the Rainbow Nation on Wednesday thronged schools, community centers, church halls, and tents to cast their votes in the nation's sixth parliament poll. It's the beginning of democracy. Leaders of the top parties, the ruling African National Congress, the opposition Democratic Alliance, and the Economic Freedom Fighters, cast their votes Wednesday morning. With its leader Edmund Cyril Rosa, the man who he hoped to tackle if re-elected, with the nation's flat economy and high unemployment. To hear the best after casting his vote in Soweto, he compared this year's poll to the nation's first democratic election, in which the nation elected Nelson Mandela as its first president.
This is a vote that reminds us of 1994. Because in 1994, our people were just excited because they were heralding a new period, a new future for our country. And today, This is what I am also picking up.
For the sixth consecutive time, the ruling ANC is expected to win and retain power. Corruption scandals and its economy have tainted ANC's image and led some voters to defect to opposition parties. In the African Hub, some younger voters, 25-year-old engineering student Lundi Wenkai, said they struggled to choose.
It felt exciting and a bit challenging because of the different parties that are there, but I was very much excited to exercise my rights there.
Many older voters, like Tami and Sisapur Bobby Mav, said the choice is simple.
Pretty easy. There's only about it grew up in the struggle, and we hope that they do the right thing going forward.
South African journalist Musi Mokane, who voted early Wednesday in Johannesburg, said the next summit is a big job on its hands.
The main problem that has to do with this is fighting the economic corruption in our government structures. If we can deal with that and we're able to make sure that the money we discuss has is distributed equitably with the society to improve lives and to make sure that those who are responsible for corruption are punished and punished severely, there is a direction that South Africa can take for the good of everyone else.
Final results are expected by mid-month. Winning party will elect its president, who will be sworn in on 25th.
News, Johannesburg. You're listening to the Africa of America. I'm James Mutti, Washington. Today is Thursday, May 9th, and please your comments and opinions to Derek Africa at voanews.com. Derek Africa Times coming at 14 and expires the hour. Cambazonian separatists are denying that some of their fighters have been surrendering to government forces. Cameroon authorities said 165 separatists voters have volunteered in the tweak, while hundreds more have stopped fighting. Cameroon's military group lawyer have been searching for the leak of alleged former separatist fighter Yannakawa. Chris Onion is a spokesman of the South African Embassy of Cameroon. He says the allegations are fit to affect all government programs.
No known Amazon restore laws as friends for the Republic of Cameroon at Blanche. Our government source is open and into a way to lay down your active audience.
What are the orders you have to do in your fast work with?
I need to purchase a strategy for one for it. It is a common source. Those are not an active and a separate writer. French writers about the end. It is not a federal declaration to allow more than a mess of fiction. And so not ready to not. They don't get an offense. They don't get an authority. And on our list, I release from their dungeons. That is the only thing that would pull out our We are fighting, fight our life, our own country. Nothing will be spouse to our voice.
There was a tweet on Tuesday on social media attributed to the president. The quote is that President beats forget tweet. What was it about so as president attending an all event to his opponents like you to forget?
Oh, yeah, and all of his men are all hypocrites. If they are serious of forgetting and giving, why is he start to release our leaders who are in his camp? Why can't he start releasing everybody, including Tory, who are in his captivity? So, if this year is serious about forgetting and forgetting, he should start by pulling again away the troops from our country. I mean, think about it. The international community has been asking for inclusive and operational dialogue negotiations. That's where mediation starts. That's where forgiveness starts. And so, I do not take anything that is out there coming from the region. Seriously, again, we are crying. We are free. We want country. All they say, all the word is, oh, stop using the word, the relation, and go and happen. It is how you solve a conflict of this magnitude. Back in the world, just say, please, please, we don't the same about this, and we want to see.
Chris, thank you very much. Nice to have you on the
call. Thank you.
Thanks for your full condition. I'll talk to Amazon and the camera. We're speaking with military of you. Like the Joe Bassett, is a day for others and this comment on a policy issue of conflict and me without authorization from the authorities. This comes out to suspend a deputy from the Bangor stock ethnic divisions during a comment on his private page of the June's government protest. What is here is Polish and Chief of Amazon Canada's.
Well, Jim, as you know, since the government came to me, there have been a lot of amendments and so I think the government has used this way to
I mentioned this how this is the deputy information story you found. Let's see the phobia, where the destination information is on. Do you think this is workable for the government?
It
seems to me that this coming the government is really trying to figure out how to deal with multiple issues. It has to deal with you, the protest being planned, especially the people control message.
That's what I'm doing. No, coming from school, as we are not better than that. I'm sorry, I'm trying to stay in trouble. Now, being to the way of the different actions, so better in the past, I'm not sure.
Now, we're talking to the Chief of the Bureau of Working with from Kerma
About the constitutional amendment process as put by the National Amendment Committee and the Television Commission, urge Council Minister to discuss.
Make a decision on the status of the SMI Commander in Chief and President of the Yamati. Consider the decisions received by the LO on the decision system governance and assess the transition period and the procedure for the amendment of the traditional constitution and other laws during the pre transitional period.
Inter have the Duty Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, which monitors implementation of the deal, says out of 59 tasks that were supposed to be implemented during pre-transition period, less than half were completed. Joyce says the parties must address challenges from the implementation of the transition activities.
Our focus should now fall squarely on each of the parties to demonstrate clear political will and commitment to make sure the security institutions of the deliver.
Parties are supporting trade and unions for the next months. They are also supporting constitutes, armament, mobilization, and re-election commission, and create more bodies.
Group of actors are using technology to promote local linguistics in Africa, the movement of the African language in literature after change. One project coordinator said, "I'm a Scottish fan of the language behind the fall."
We did meet up with people who are really like culture kind of organizations who, you know, share the ideas, the work, challenges, and so on, some of the people plans to future. Just to take an example, so many kind of people have been talking about this to us.
Muhammad Buhari, has May 15 as the date to begin hearing the petition. Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj says his rival, power General Khalifa Haftar, is trying to stay a coup and take it by force. That is it for this Thursday edition of Daybreak Africa. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa crew, producer Nicole Beckford, reporter P. Claude Rick, as well as Sansa Omar, along with our engineers, I'm James Button, Washington, wishing you a very good day.
Hey sports fans, bring your day by tuning into the sunny side of sports Monday through Friday at 6:30 and 8:30 UT. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/VOASunny and on Twitter at VOASunny or our blog at blogs.vimeo.com/sunny. It's sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
America's flagship global news program, International NGN Network, at biggest stories of the day. Nobody of the world more comprehensive than VOA. We have the board gathered and views of the most seasoned experts on national issues. In Monday, Friday, 18 UTC at 22:30 UTC, also on VOA's.com.